Christ. Otter, this is ridiculous.
What are we gonna do?
Road trip.
Canavaring.
Canavaring down to Bourbon Bay.
That's right,
Bourbon Bay.
I am driving, of course, the Lou Dickman podcast remote truck, and you're ahead of me in the Lou-mobile. Lou, how would you describe the Lou-mobile?
Comfort.
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 Much like a golf cart, right?
Yes, much like a golf cart would be. Yes. Very quiet. Serene. Yes. I'm very excited.
Very good.
So,
yes.
Big news. Tom Brady, NFL, upended his suspension. What do you think about that, Commissioner?
They upended his suspension?
No, they upheld. Whatever they did. He's suspended for 4 games. What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty stupid, Lou, quite frankly. I guess there was automatic proof, you know. Of course, domestic abuse will get you 2 games. Deflating your balls will get you 4.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're not making it, you know, hey, what it is you get caught cheating.
I guess.
This is about cheating. It has nothing to do with,
you know,
extracurricular activities.
I understand. But the NFL is just, you know, their credibility is strained. Let me put it that way.
But then again, you're still talking about cheating. What do you think about that? They upheld it. Do you think they should have taken the Super Bowl away?
Jeez. Did they use deflated balls in the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
It was only the playoffs.
But still, maybe they shouldn't have gotten into the playoffs.
That's true, Lou.
Who knows if they didn't do it against Green Bay?
Now, what was the deal? He was using the deflated ball, and that
I don't know what
him?
The deal was. I think the deal was,
yeah,
some schlep that he hired to deflate the balls wasn't satisfied with his bonus, so he dropped a dime on him.
Well, that's the American way, Lou. That's,
you know,
the American way.
You know,
way.
It's like, yeah, I didn't know what was in the needle. I thought it was vitamin C. Okay. Throw another 200 pounds on that barbell.
Or what was the other thing? With some sort of oil. I forget.
Yes. And then there's, of course, the old urination on the bat. Roberto Alomar, right?
No, that was...
Anyway, speaking of the bat...
Yes.
We have our baseball show tomorrow.
We will be hosting Mr. Kurt St. Cobb, Kurt Maricucci, and Louis DePee will be sitting in for the lovely Heather Walsh.
And okay, I look forward to it.
Cubs and Sox at the Sovereign. It's Be There Aloha. And whose autograph are you looking forward to getting in Bourbonnais, Lou?
What was it, Commissioner?
I said, whose autograph are you looking forward to getting in Bourbonnais?
Jay Cullers.
So you can sell it on eBay, Lou?
Oh, no, I just want to know I had it.
I'm sure there are plenty of nice diners in Bourbonnais that you can review, so...
You know, I'm looking forward to the Bourbonnais experience.
Yes.
I'm in search of the perfect hash browns with the biscuit gravy over the hash browns.
Right. You know, those smaller towns always do that well.
Yes, that's Bourbonnais experience. It almost sounds like a glaze that should be over a nice donut.
Lou, have you done a tradition of great road trips in your life?
Have I been on any traditional road trips?
No, I mean, have you done great road trips in your life? Have you had an epic road trip somewhere?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what that would be?
Well, I'm just going to say myself and good old Pete.
Yes?
Good old Pete Dickman. We're back and forth from Farmington, Connecticut to Lyons, Illinois in the back of a pickup truck. But that's for another day.
Lou, do you have any other sandwiches besides the burger yesterday?
No. I've been dieting, waiting to go on the Bourbon A experience.
Well, I thought, too, that you were going to go and make the comparison with the croissant Burger King. You mentioned that last month.
Yeah, I haven't had the courage to walk back into the fast food place yet.
Okay, very good, Lou.
We have a speed trap ahead. I gotta put the phone down.
One more question, Lou. What's the best road trip food to take along?
Combos.
Yeah, there you go, combos. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Sign off with your don't break car, Lou.
Talk to you later.
Have an
outstanding day.
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Road Trip Service. Hey, are they dancing with our dates? See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou dances with you.